Hey friend, welcome back to Fat on the Chop, where we slice through the fluff and serve up the real talk on entrepreneurship, digital strategy, and living a life that actually feels good. Today, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind, and honestly, something I've been building behind the scenes for a while now: memberships. Not the kind where you pay $9.99 for a random newsletter you forget about. I'm talking about digital communities that actually matter. That actually pay you back. That actually feel like home. So grab your coffee, or your matcha, or whatever you vibe with, and let's chat. Okay, so here's the thing. I used to think memberships were just another monetization model. You know, create some content, slap a price tag on it, and boom, passive income. But that's not it. What I've learned is that memberships are about belonging. They're about creating a space where people feel seen, supported, and challenged, in the best way. It's not just about what you deliver. It's about what you cultivate. I remember launching my first beta community. I had maybe 12 people in it. Tiny. But every week, we'd hop on calls, share wins, troubleshoot tech, and laugh about the chaos of building online businesses while still trying to have a life. And those 12 people? They became my biggest brand advocates. They referred others. They stayed. They grew. And so did I. Here's what I found makes a membership actually work. Clarity of purpose. People need to know why they're joining. Is it for accountability? Strategy? Connection? Consistency. You don't have to show up every day, but you do have to show up with intention. Community rituals, weekly check-ins, live calls, themed challenges, these build rhythm and trust. Scalable systems, automations, onboarding flows, content libraries, these keep things smooth behind the scenes. And let me just say, if you're using platforms like Circle, Heartbeat, or even Slack with a little Zapier magic, you can build something powerful without burning out.